And a very pleasant good Saturday morning, basketball fans. Welcome into the first boys basketball edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner. Of course, the KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by our friends at Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg joining you. We are on location for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Normally we're in the studio talking over the phone with our various coaches, but both coaches that we're talking to today are in the same location, getting ready to play a scrimmage with a couple of other teams at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to be speaking with Lamar's boys basketball coach Dave Irwin here in just a few minutes. Galen Catholic coach Mike Langle will join us following that near the bottom of the hour, closer to that. So that's what we've got on tap because, yeah, boys basketball starts right away on Monday. The Galen Catholic boys will be in action against Lawton Bronson in Lawton. That's going to be part of our big big opening week of the high school basketball season. We're going to have 4 days' worth of games here on KLEM Radio. We'll bring you that Galen Catholic girls and boys doubleheader in Lawton coming up on Monday. And then we'll come over here to the Lamar's High School gym once again on Tuesday when the Bulldogs welcome Unity Christian into town. Then on Thursday, we're going to head to Cherokee, Galen Catholic in a doubleheader there with Cherokee. That girls game should be really good with the fourth-ranked Cherokee girls. And then on Friday, we'll be heading down to Sergeant Bluff with the Bulldog basketball squads as they take on Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warrior girls are ranked. The Warrior boys graduated a ton of teams off, ton of players off a semifinal state tournament team last year. So some good basketball coming our way. And if our basketball season is anything like that first game in Kingsley, we are in for a real treat this season. So that's what's coming up this week. But let's take one quick break, one 90-second break. We'll come back. Dave Irwin will join us, and we'll get going talking about Lamar's boys basketball. It's KLEM Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we are back on the Coach's Corner. Again, the Coach's Corner brought to you by our great sponsors every Saturday morning. We talk with basketball coaches here as we get ready to start the boys basketball season. Daniel Versteg, we're joined by Lamar's boys basketball coach Dave Irwin. His team coming off a 17-6 year last year and ended up falling in the sub-state tournament there to Sergeant Bluff Luton. Very good Sergeant Bluff Luton team. Not a disappointment there by any means. But coach, so you kind of take a look at how you've gone from last season to this season. What kind of things have stood out about the team that you're bringing back for this season with a couple of weeks of practice under your belt?
Well, every time you start a new year and you think back to the guys that made you successful a year ago, mm-hmm. obviously there's always a challenge in not necessarily trying to replace, but just trying to fill some holes. And, you know, we were dealt a blow during the fall and fall league, and we lost Brady Williams to an ACL injury, which obviously stings quite a bit, more so for him being a senior year and the amount of time he's put in to make him the player that he is. But those things are part of life, and we got to move on, and Brady's done a great job of that, and he's in practice helping us out on almost anything that we need. So he's still going to be a huge part of our program, but as far as the players go, we've done a nice job up to this point. We've got a few guys that spent some time on the floor a year ago, but also we got a bunch of guys that maybe didn't see a bunch of time last year, but they're going to be counted on quite heavily this year. So they've done a nice job. It's just trying to learn roles, get our team identity, and that's kind of where we use the pre-Christmas schedule to kind of figure out where we're at, and then whatever adjustments we need to make, we'll try to make in the five or six practices we have over break.
You know, you mentioned Brady Williams there, and yeah, that's a really tough blow for a kid that was one of your top 3-point shooters last year. But you know, it's not just a blow to him as the basketball player; it's a blow to him as the person. Because yeah, I know. Seeing him compete in baseball this summer and things like that, I think he's really going to be it's really going to be tough for him to not be out there on the court for you guys.
Yeah, he says the toughest day's coming, and that's going to be Tuesday when it's in our opener. But again, he's done a great job. He's handled things about as mature as possible. He's probably handled it better than I have, and probably some of his teammates have. So, you know, again, he's going to be super valuable to us. His leadership is still going to be there. But you know, we just got to move on, and we got to try to figure out what we got to do to replace him and utilize the strengths that we do have.
So as you've been you've been able to get a scrimmage under your belt, a little bit of the jamboree, you've had a couple weeks of practice now. Tell me what kind of things you expect your team to be really strong at and kind of be you know, using as your high points this year.
Well, I think anybody that's paid attention to Lamar's basketball over the years, we've never really been a team that has great size. You know, I've had some great post players right. over the years, but as far as just having size and length, I think this will be a pleasant surprise for everybody that has watched Lamar's basketball in the past, because normally we've been pretty small, few little mice running around with maybe one big guy on the inside. But this year we have some length. You know, we've got a bunch of 6'3 to 6'5 guys that have a lot of length. Now, we're not going to bully anybody. We're not real thick, and I would even say we're probably not real strong, but we're fairly athletic, and we're going to cause some people some problems just simply for the length that we have, and if we can utilize that length.
Yeah, and you touched on its length, not necessarily when it comes to the physicality down in the post, but that length can really help you out when it comes to getting into passing lanes and being really, really tough to deal with in a one-on-one kind of ball handling scenario too.
Yeah, you know, the guys that we have are pretty smart. They've been around our program. They know the expectations. They kind of know how I've done things over the years, and they adapt really, really well. And you know, we have Caleb Dreckman. Obviously, he's our point guard that's back, and we're going to rely on him real heavy, just simply for his experience and the leadership that he can bring. But he's an outstanding player that has a lot of gifts, a lot of things that I'd like to instill in a lot of other players. But you know, he's going to kind of be the quarterback. I mean, he has to be that way just because of the experience that he brings to our team. And the guys, the best part about all this is the guys recognize that. They know he's kind of our go-to guy. And he's kind of the guy that's he's going to be our motor.
Chatting with Coach Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. Caleb last year obviously had to split the scoring, or split the touches, however you want to describe it, with Spencer Mackey and Alec Dreckman, of course. Now he's kind of your top dog when it comes to your offense, things like that. And overall, through practice, things like that, how has he responded to maybe the jump up in touches, the jump up in shots, the jump up in all these looks that he's getting now that he is kind of that main guy you're looking for?
Well, he's he's going to play to the situation. You know, let's go back to the jamboree on Tuesday. It was a situation where we played pretty well, and we were able to kind of control and do pretty much what we wanted. Let's look at that game. Caleb took three shots, three total shots. So, but he recognized where we were having some success, and he made sure the ball got there. And it just shows that he's counting on his teammates to do some things to take a load off of him. Reese Spieler really had a nice day on Tuesday. Cal Eckstein, he's another one that he saw a lot of time a year ago. But now, all of a sudden, Cal's going to have a little different role. We're going to have to count on him to put the ball through the hoop a little bit. Mm-hmm. His defense is always going to be there. He's a tough kid. Connor Calhoun, obviously, he's kind of our inside guy. He's got a lot of that length that we talked about. He's athletic. He's going to play a much stronger role than what he had to do a year ago. Matthew Allers. Mm-hmm. Talked about just a great body for a basketball player. Matthew comes in about 6'3" and long, and he's got some basketball skill and some basketball savvy. So all of these guys, you know, we're not going to replace a Spencer. We're not going to replace a Jackson. But with the tools that all these guys have, we're going to be able to split a lot of those things up that they did. And hopefully by doing that, we're even better. And the one thing with this team is they just got to be our chemistry has to be right and understand what our strengths are, what their individual strengths are, and how we're going to utilize those. So up to this point, it's been outstanding. Now, are we going to take some lumps? Absolutely. There's going to be a day where things just aren't going to go our way, and how we respond to that ultimately is going to determine if we can be successful or not.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a lot of things in that answer. I do want to get into that jamboree a little bit because that's going to be your game action that you have to rely on before today, obviously. But chemistry is such a vital part to basketball. I mean, when you watch a team run their offense, you can put a rhythm to it a lot of times. It's a good ball movement. It's dribbling, whatever, you know, ball movement. Moving with the basketball, moving without the basketball, things like that. You know, how important is that chemistry when you're trying to get five guys together and five guys who probably did not see the court at the same time last year, you know, things like that, trying to get them into a rhythm to make sure your team is successful?
Well, obviously you can't win games without talent. Mm-hmm. But if I look back over the course of the 19-20 years that I've been here, chemistry is extremely, extremely important. Mm-hmm. Was the 2015 team my best team I ever coached? Probably not talent-wise. I mean, we had some, don't get me wrong, we had really good players, but the chemistry on that team was fantastic.
Right.
And that's also a team that had 9 seniors. Fast forward to this season, I have 9 seniors, mm-hmm. 10 seniors actually, because I have 2 of them that are injured, in mm-hmm. Zach Hoffman and obviously Brady. But we have 8 seniors on the bench and on the floor. So you can't substitute that experience. But also, these are kids that played their travel ball together. And this is probably the first time since maybe they were in 8th grade that they're going to be back on that travel ball type team to where, you know, they think back and about all the fun they had in those travel league tournaments. So, they've said that. They said that after last year that they were finally going to get back on the court together. So, my anticipation is that we're going to see that really, really good chemistry, because you can't be real good without it.
Right. With so many seniors on that roster, it becomes a question: are you going to be able to get any juniors in at that point? I notice you have, I think, what, 5 on your roster right now? Yep. on our handy dandy page on Quick Stats, things like that. Any of those guys you expect to be a vital role for you, or are you just going to be a very experience-heavy, senior-heavy kind of team?
Well, there's always opportunities for guys, and if they're good enough to play, they're going to play. there's, you know, Nolan Parmalee, he's a nice athlete. Connor Jalis is strong, and really with Brady being out, there's opportunities for a guy that has some experience at the point guard position, because, you know, I'd love to say that Caleb Dreckman's going to be able to play 32 minutes every game. But in reality, right, the fouls happen, mm-hmm. And just exhaustion happens, yep, throughout a game. So I just have to have a bunch of guys that are ready, and whether they're juniors or seniors, I don't care. I don't care. I want them to be ready when the opportunity comes, because you know what I've said to, you know, it's unfortunate what happened to Brady, but with adversity comes opportunity, and I think we're going to see some guys. I hate the old cliche, step up, but that's really what we have to see from some guys. There's opportunity there, and we do have pieces there to fill it. It's who wants it, who's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting with Coach Dave Irwin. He's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball, talking about the upcoming season for the Bulldogs. They start Tuesday against Unity Christian, but you outlined that jamboree you were able to play against Westwood on Tuesday. You talked about getting balance going with a number of your team seeing the floor, seeing scoring, things like that. What kind of other things were you able to get out of that as things you were, you know, able to utilize in practice and you know, teach your guys about, things like that?
Well, there's, you know, anytime we did that, I think we had a total of 6 practices by the time we went down and played in that jamboree. So there was a lot of things that come out of that I knew we needed to work on. For example, just simple defensive things. We got to do a little better job of closing out. We got to do a little better job of closing out with our hand up. We've got to do a better job of identifying shooters. We've got to do a better job of keeping guys out of the middle of the floor, out of the lane. So a lot of those things you get to see. They get magnified when you get into a game-like situation. So that's always good. That's why Mike and I have done this scrimmage for years, mm-hmm. because we're able, unlike the jamboree, we're going to be able to stop the scrimmage today and explain. And in all honesty, when Mike's talking to his guys, we listen. And mm-hmm. I'm sure when I'm talking to my guys, they listen. And we can pick up some things, and maybe we're not thinking what they're thinking. And it's like, oh, there's another opportunity for us to get better in a certain situation. So these are always good. We learn a lot about ourselves in these. And I think you'll hear Mike say, too, we don't necessarily want to be at our peak right now.
There's, right.
There's a lot of things that we're going to notice between now and Christmas, mm-hmm. and hopefully have an opportunity to work on those things that do get magnified throughout the game.
You know, this is a really unique kind of thing. I mean, growing up in Orange City, Unity and MOC play each other every year. You know, you get to all these different towns, and you have the two schools in the town play each other a number of times. You guys being in the same town, having almost the same experience, you've been here a little longer than Mike at Galen, but having that relationship in your town, being able to scrimmage the other team, a very good basketball program, and being able to mutually learn things from each other, how valuable of a relationship is that?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's the support on both sides has to be there, because you know it's still a community, and that's what's cool about Lamar's. We see it a little different by playing in the Missouri River Conference with all the Sioux City schools.
Right.
The Sioux City schools don't necessarily have the community feel that we have here at Lamar's. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all important. And, you know, Unity and MOC, I know they play, but I like the fact that we don't, mm-hmm. because in all honesty, it's a no win for anybody, because the expectations are going to be there. And I like our relationship the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to practice over here, they can practice over here. If we need something, we'll go over there. And just the simple opportunity to scrimmage each other, and they're gonna have a solid team. And that's, anytime you get a scrimmage quality, you yeah. make yourself better, and hopefully in turn they get better as well.
Mm-hmm. Dave Irwin is the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball, previewing the season for the Bulldogs here. Again, they are part of a scrimmage with Galen and Boyden Hall today at the Lamar's High School gym. They open their season, Bulldogs do, on Tuesday at home against Unity Christian. They go on the road to Sergeant Bluff Luton on Friday. The Missouri River Conference always seems to be competitive in boys basketball, whether it's East High, whether it's SBL, and now this year with AL being a really solid program. Where do you think things stand as far as your competition in the Missouri River Conference this year, Coach?
It's so hard to tell. The one difference that I've seen over the last 2 years when we left the Lakes and got into the the MERAC is the fact that with the bigger schools, teams might not, even if they're not a very good basketball team, the physicality is so different than maybe what we're used to. And we're still trying to get used to that. I mean, well, you want to see a quality team. When AL comes to town, you want to watch what, I mean, they're bigger, they're stronger. They have outstanding players. That's going to be one of the best teams in the state of Iowa this year for sure. So, you know, it provides different challenges. I think basketball-wise, skill-level-wise, we're as good as anybody in our conference. The place that we're still trying to see the growth is sheer strength and physicality. And we're working on it in the weight room, but things like that don't happen overnight. And hopefully our athletes are starting to realize that, and we can kind of even the playing field a little bit. We're good enough skill-wise that we can compete, but the physicality is probably where it limits us a little bit. But the conference in general this year, it's going to be very similar to what it has been in the past with AL, Helan, Lamar's, East, SBL. I know they lost a lot from a year ago, but Adam's a quality coach and he'll figure it out. So there's a lot of opportunity to have success in the conference this year, but again, you got to be careful because of just it's different than what we're maybe used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've talked about your pre-Christmas schedule as being like kind of a really good test to see where you're going to be the rest of the season, obviously. And I'm looking at that pre-Christmas schedule, not just your conference schedule where you have to get SBL and Council Bluffs AL and Helan on that schedule. But you play Unity Christian on Tuesday. You play Western Christian later on in the season. Those are very quality programs as well, Coach. What does playing five games in a row there against quality opponents? How good of a vision or a lens does that give you into the team you're going to have for the final 15, 16 games after that?
Well, they're certainly going to get tested on their toughness because especially the week where we play AL on a Tuesday and then we have Western on a Thursday and Helan on a Friday, that's kind of running the gauntlet a little bit. And I'll have an idea of our toughness in that. But also, you know, it's good to test yourself early. You got to have a baseline to where you need to get to. And I would love to win all three, but regardless of what happens, we're going to learn from each and every one of them and try to get better. And that's been my goal every year is where do we need to get to be playing our best basketball come into February. And that's not going to change this year. That's why we're testing ourselves. It just so happens that, you know, they're all in the same week. And then, heck, we finish it up with Harrisburg right before Christmas. And that's a team that I think they lost one guy from a team that went 21-2 last year or something like that. I know they got second in the state in their class.
Goodness.
But they're good too. So, yeah, we have our pre-Christmas schedule is tough. I think I'll know where we're at and what we need to do by the 22nd of December for sure.
For sure. Yeah, we'll pick you up on Tuesday and on Friday of this coming week. Unity Christian and Sergeant Bluff Luton's on the docket for you guys, Coach. I don't know, I guess Unity Christian's first step, a little snippet into what we can maybe expect out of that matchup right away.
You know, they lost a little bit a year ago too, but, you know, they always seem to throw a good team at us, and it's always the first game. Those are the toughest ones to get through. We used to have it where we'd play Unity on a Tuesday and not have another game till the following Tuesday to get an idea of where we need to go, but this is always a good test. Gives us a good idea of what we need to do to move forward, at least in the pre-Christmas schedule. So, yeah, what my expectations are is that we're going to come out and try to do what we do and play how we play and figure them out as the game goes along. So, but again, nothing's going to be easy. Nothing's going to be given to us, and we just have to go compete.
No, absolutely not. Well, we hope we have a lot of compete in your team, and we hope to have a lot of fun with you this season, Coach. We appreciate your time, and Best of luck Tuesday. Best of luck today as you guys prepare for that.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Head coach Dave Irwin joining us on the KLAM Coaches Corner. Mike Langle joins us coming up in 90 seconds on the Coaches Corner on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner here this Saturday morning. Daniel Versteg, we're now joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. That's Coach Mike Langle. His team also getting ready for a scrimmage today. The Jays coming off a two-loss season last year, making the sub-state final and falling to Remsen St. Mary's. Coach, it's a little different talking to Dave versus talking to you. He's got a lot of roles to fill on his team. You guys, I think I read somewhere that you guys are returning like 94% of your scoring or some ridiculous number like that from last year. For you as a coach, just getting into practice this week and the weeks prior, how valuable has that been to have so many of those key guys returning from last year's team?
Yeah, Daniel. First of all, I want to welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening to you. You had some big shoes to fill,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
You've done a great job. And I've been listening to you this fall in baseball and football, and you do an excellent job. So I look forward to working with you through the next 20, 25 years. Huh?
Yeah,
So, but yeah. Anyway. First of all, you know, we lost Zach Kraft as a senior last year. Really big shoes to fill defensively and rebounding. His offensive, he didn't throw up 18 or 19 points a game. He usually got 7-8 points a game. But just the mere fact that he was very athletic and really held the middle down for us last year with his body size, his athleticism. So those are big shoes to fill. We got everybody else back. Mm-hmm. We had some kids on the bench last year that I really wanted to play more than I did, and this will give those kids a chance to step in and fill those shoes. But we do have to fill that void in there. We have some nice players obviously coming back. So I think we'll be all right. The kids came to first day of practice through open gyms all summer, just really hungry to play this year. That loss in the sub-state last year was really hurt. It really hurt them hard. I don't know. They have something to prove this year. The way they came to practice, the way they've been practicing, the way they've been open to things that we're doing, and I think them are all good things. And so hopefully as the season goes on, we can get those things and whatever it may be and do a good job with all that.
you know, motivating a team. Talking to coaches, you talk to all kinds of coaches. Teams who have a lot of talent, no motivation. Teams who have motivation, not a lot of talent. You guys, it sounds like have both. And I think the key for that is the motivation factor of, yeah, we didn't make it to state last year. We had that really empty void from last season. And you have all that talent back. That seems to be a really dangerous combo for you guys as you get ready to start the season.
It is. Obviously, I think the biggest thing we need to work on as a team is our mental toughness. I think Remsen in that sub-state game exploited that, showed us that weakness we have. And we were young last year, but we're a year older now, and I have seen some more mental toughness coming through. We have athletes and we have nice ball players, but I told the kids, that's the thing we need to work on. You need to walk into the gym, mental toughness. You need to do the things, be disciplined with your offense and be disciplined with your defense. And that's all part of the mental toughness thing. And so that's a big thing I think that we need to look and work on, you know, as the season goes on, to prepare yourself for the tournament. Mm-hmm.
X's and O's wise, you've gotten a couple weeks of practice. I don't know, have you guys scrimmaged anybody yet, or is this your first time?
No, this will be the first time. We usually scrimmage now and then at Christmas.
Okay. But you get a little bit of practice anyway before seeing you guys on the court in a game situation. What kind of things have you already kind of pinpointed as things on the court that you're going to need to try and address before your first game on Monday?
I think we need to keep working defensively. Some of the maneuvers, closing out, talking defensively better. When we talk on the defensive end, when I'm standing down there getting them to talk, we do really well. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's part of the mental toughness. When I'm coaching a game, I cannot stand under the bucket. Mm-hmm. So they have to get better at that. Keaton Logan does a nice job with that. Dylan Lehman does a nice job with that. I need to get Ryan Augustine a little more vocal. Mm-hmm. But those guys play a little lower on the defense, and so they see what's ahead of them, and they're the guys that can kind of see and orchestra a lot of things through the defensive end. Everybody has to talk, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. but they see it a little better because just in the position they're standing.
Sure. We're chatting with Coach Mike Langle. He's the head coach at Galen Catholic. Boys basketball, they open the season Monday at Lawton Bronson. A couple of those guys there, Ryan Augustine, first of all, he seems like he's going to be the guy for you that's going to try and have the tall task of replacing Zach Kraft down on the post as a junior for you and being able to get a couple of years with him down there. How has he responded to that call from you guys to try and be that guy down there, to try and be the anchor of your offense and your defense in the post? How has he responded to those that challenging situation already?
Ryan's done a great job in preseason. I think the biggest surprise, I won't say surprise, but the biggest improvement, him and Drake, DeRocher on the top, but those two guys really came the first practices and from the get-go worked their tail off, and really Ryan is 6'2", 6'3", but just a tough kid and really works hard with his body, and really he's done a great job. I have a sophomore that's going to fill in for him and kind of share some time with him is Gabe Wilchin. Mm-hmm. Gabe is younger, but does kind of the same kind of player, mm-hmm. really. Just works hard, uses his body well. Those two have really complemented each other, actually, through practices and stuff. You can take one out and put the other in, and it's kind of the same. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of nice. For Coach Wilchin running his offense and for me running my defense, knowing that those two guys play very similar, so you don't have to adjust things when one's in or the other's in. So those two guys have worked really hard inside.
And from a just from a depth perspective as well, I know that the post always seems to get hit with fouls and things like that. You have to rotate that a lot more. But from a depth perspective, it's got to be really nice to not have to worry at least two strings deep about your post on any given night.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, we got – not that we're going to use them, but those two guys might – we got 10 fouls there, so you never know.
Yeah, you
but,
hope you never get to
hope
10.
Not, but
yeah.
But, yeah, they're aggressive, and that's good. Yeah. That's what we want.
Absolutely. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Keaton and Kerr. Obviously, they're getting the headlines for you, leading scorers, leading everything. I mean, they just do it all for you guys. As a sophomore and a junior last year, they were impressive. Now junior and senior, Keaton and Carter, respectively, they're a year more experienced. They're a year better. What kind of expectation do you have for those two as they look to be the leaders you need offensively any given night?
Well, they're two very good basketball, offensive-minded basketball players. The sky's the limit with those two. They can just awe you sometimes with some of the things that they do in practice and even in games. I'm looking for those two, obviously. I mean, they both averaged 20 points a game last year. Obviously, they're going to take the blunt of the scoring, which is nice that you have two of them. Right. But also, we're asking of them to be more of a team. I shouldn't say that, but distribute the ball more.
I get what you understand. Yeah.
Yeah, distribute the ball a little more. We need to get – we found out, really, I mean, that – If they can shut those two guys down a little bit, you know, last year we ran into some trouble. So we really need those guys to distribute the ball. And so far in practice, they've done a great job of learning and working on that part of the game. This carries over into basketball games and stuff. And they still shoot well. They still score well. But we just need we need more of a complete team, I'm going to say, where everybody's involved and everybody's contributing. And if we can get that done, then the sky is the limit, I believe. I mean, we have some nice, talented kids that are around them, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, whenever you have a guy like Keaton or like Carter, they do draw a lot of the attention, and to have two of them, you talked about that as being such a big thing for you guys. When you can really kind of dilute a team's attention with two guys out there, it really makes you guys a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams trying to just figure out where both of them are on the court so that they're not getting the open looks that they are looking for.
Yeah, especially in 1A. You know, like Dave, he always has a couple nice, two, three nice scorers and players. But in 3A, you know, it's a little different. But in 1A, you know, that it's just a little harder to guard two or three players that way with athletes that you might have to have on them. And so that is an advantage to us. And hopefully we can do that. The third guy I just mentioned, three of them, is Keaton Logan. I really think he's the heart of the team. He makes things go. He's so smart about the game. We moved him off the point this year and moved him down into the four where he can kind of run things from a different part of the floor. And he's such a good distributor of the ball, and he can step back and shoot the three very well, too. So that gives him a few more options, and just really tough inside. Him and Ryan and Gabe and Cameron Corbin have been really working hard on them inside positions. It's big that Keaton has a big year this year. And I'm pretty sure he will. He just loves the game. He loves everything about it. So he's a student of the game, and he'll do fine. Mm-hmm. He'll do fine. Drake DeRocher, I mentioned him a little earlier, but he's come to practice. Whole big attitude better. Just gotten stronger, tougher. Just his defense has improved immensely. I watched him dunk the ball one day, and I was just, I just shook my head. I didn't think I'd ever see Drake dunk the ball, and he did. And I thought, yeah, and ever since then, it's just like it gave him some confidence, like I can do this, and I can play with the rest of them. And since then, he's done a great job. And then, of course, I don't want to forget Dylan Lehman. He's a starter, 2 year starter for me. He got hurt in football. He just got back Wednesday with his hand injury, and just the captain of the team. I would say he's the rah-rah guy, the defensive guy, and does the right things out there. He's a great athlete, and Dylan is a great kid to coach, and he's always there to help you in any way he can, he's going to have fun this year. I think he enjoys the game also.
Mm-hmm. Mike Langle's joining us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, previewing the season. Yeah, I wanted to get to Dylan as well. I mean, watching him play that great game against Lawton Bronson in week three, he had over 200 yards, four touchdowns, and then he's not on the roster. He got hurt and didn't get to play the rest of the way for football. Having him back from an injury, I guess, first of all, how's he been doing with coming back from that, getting stronger there? Number two, what does that do for your team when he's healthy, when he's, like you said, the captain, being on the floor as the captain, things like that? What does he do for your team when he's out there?
No, first of all, he's a very positive young man. Mm-hmm. He does really good things. When he come back, he was just itching, walking on sidelines and just driving him crazy. He couldn't be out there. So Wednesday, when he got the opportunity to come back, I always have fun with Dylan. A year or so ago, he had problems when he come back. He was all ready, but when we start running, that was a different story. But he's a hardworking guy, and the kids really respect him. They listen to him. He's very positive with what he says to them. And if there's something that needs to be said or done, he usually takes care of it. And if not, I can say something to him, and he will take care of it. So just the type of kid you want on the floor, and to help in the leadership part of everything. And then defensively, of course, he's probably one of the best I've had defensively. Just super quick, anticipates well. We put him on the best players time in and time out, and has done great jobs on those guys. So he's very valuable to our team, as is everybody else. So it's fun to have eight or nine deep. We have some extra other subs actually too, but that eight or nine top kids are doing a good job, and they like playing with each other. They have a good time, and they want to be successful.
Yeah, we were talking with Dave about chemistry, and having a team that's got that camaraderie, outside of the talent, whatever they have talent wise, but having that camaraderie, having that chemistry, having that ability to kind of know what everybody's thinking on the floor, that's really a valuable thing for you. I don't know if you can really put a price on that kind of aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. It is nice when they – I said it the other night when we walked in after a good practice. It was actually just Tuesday night. And the stereo went on in the locker room. The guys were laughing and hollering and having fun. And I said, that reminds me when I played. When I was a player, we got along. We had fun. We did things all together. And that's what this group is too. They were in there goofing off and having fun. And that's all part of that. One person I just noticed that I forgot to mention, but by no means is he's on this list to play all the time, is Connor Kraft.
Yeah,
of course, that's Zach's little brother. Mm-hmm. Connor's a tough kid. He was a quarterback on the football team. Just quieter, but just goes to work, does his thing with his body and his energy. And really is a nice basketball player to compliment. Dylan. Him and Dylan are kind of the same kind of players, defensive-minded players. They both can score, but I'm more of a defensive-minded, tough kids that we need on this team. We need toughness, and that he's definitely one of those kids that bring all that.
Chatting with Coach Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic Basketball. I know you got to get going, so I just a couple more questions here for you. You got a couple of road games to start your schedule, then you kind of pick up some conference play with the likes of MMCRU and Akron Westfield. That first week, though, you get Lawton, you get Cherokee, both on the road. What kind of things do you see out of those first couple of games that you need to be ready for with either Lawton or Cherokee, and what do you hope to see out of your guys those first week, that first week or so?
As far as what does Lawton and Cherokee have, I have no idea.
Okay.
The preseason, and we really spend most of our energy getting our team ready to play. Mm-hmm. As Dave said, you need to get your team. Those first four or five, six games is what you do mm-hmm. as a team. You definitely want to go out and win those games, obviously, but it's what you do as a team to make your team the best that they can be first. Mm-hmm. And then as a season, Coach Kellen, he'll look into once the games start coming, you know, where there's some film out there and stuff, he does a great job of analyzing those players and stuff and giving us the scouting reports and stuff. But the first few games, it's just more about what we can do as a team to improve ourselves as coaches. What can we do with the team to improve things? And you kind of play it as it goes. You step on the floor, and what do they got? And here we go. So it's kind of an old backyard basketball game, kind of a little bit. But hopefully those things all work out for us, and we've never played Cherokee as long as I can remember.
Oh, really?
So I have no idea about that, but that'll be different, and it'll be a different thing to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. A fun scrimmage here. Obviously, you get to play the hometown team in the Mars, but you also have Boyden Hall on the schedule as well. What are you looking for out of these first these scrimmages that you have today? What do you want to see out of the game, and to kind of outline the fact that it's going to look good for you guys to start?
Bill and I, Francis, have been friends for a long time. We play each other once in a while when they were in a smaller class, mm-hmm. and so we got to know each other. And so he mentioned about scrimmaging, so we invited him to this one, and two really good programs, obviously. I think the main thing today that we need out of our kids are mental toughness. We need to work on that, and what better way to work on it is against Lamar's and Boyden Hall, two great programs. They will bring everything we want, I'll guarantee you. Mm-hmm. If we can compete and play with these guys and be mentally tough against them and adapt to what's going on in the part of the game, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for any one person to throw up 30 or 40 points. I want to see what we are as far as mentally tough as a team, how we handle their pressure that they're going to put on us offensively and defensively.
Well, I'm looking forward to this season, Coach. I'm looking forward to following Galen boys basketball. It sounds like it's going to be a good year for your team, and as long as you can build up that mental toughness, things like that, big keys. So, hey, we appreciate your time, as always, and throughout the season, and best of luck today. We'll probably talk to you Monday night as well.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's head coach Mike Langle on the KLEM Coaches Corner. We're back in just a little bit to wrap things up here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the KLEM Coaches Corner to wrap things up here on this Saturday morning. Again, our KLEM Coaches Corner program every Saturday morning brought to you by great sponsors that have kept it going throughout the entire season. Let's thank those sponsors here one more time for bringing you the Coach's Corner each and every Saturday morning. Sponsors like Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors, our great KLEM Coach's Corner sponsors that have brought this program to you each and every Saturday morning. So like we talked about a little bit during the interviews, we'll open up our boys basketball broadcasting schedule on Monday. Of course, that becomes a doubleheader season as well with girls and boys basketball. We'll be in Lawton as Galen Catholic opens up the boys basketball season to take on the Eagles of Lawton Brunson. Our pregame should be starting about 5:45. The girls will probably get going about 6, boys at about 7:30, but of course we got JV games before that, so that'll always mess with the schedule a little bit, but be sure to stay tuned for that and how things will go there. And for you Bulldog basketball fans, Tuesday is the day. We'll be here at the Lamars boys basketball, or at the basketball gym here in town when Unity Christian comes to town covering a home contest. Don't get to do that during the football season a whole lot, but we get to do and then in basketball, so should be a good one there when Lamars takes on Unity Christian to open up the regular season. And yeah, if you're at the gym, stop by and say hi. We'd love to chat with you about this 2021-2022 basketball season. Should be a fun one here. Both Mike Langle and Coach Irwin have high expectations for their teams this season, and rightfully so. Sounds like it's going to be a fun year of basketball in the ice cream capital of the world. Of course, Galen taking on Lawton Brunson on Monday. Harris Lake Park plays Trinity Christian, and Akron Westfield opens up their season at Westwood on Monday night. On Tuesday night, we have a couple of other teams in action. Kingsley Pearson will then take on Lawton Brunson coming up Tuesday night to open up the boys' basketball season for the Panthers. And then, of course, Lamars takes on Unity Christian, and Remsen St. Mary's takes on Siouxland Christian in Sioux City. And Akron Westfield will be in Paulina to take on South O'Brien. So Akron's got a busy schedule to start the year, a couple of games Monday and Tuesday, and they go from there. So that's what's coming up around the area. Of course, you'll get all those scores on the KLEM website, KLEM1410.com. Well, that'll do it for this Coach's Corner program. We'll transition to girls basketball next week. But again, be sure to tune into KLEM this week. We're going to have all kinds of boys basketball and girls basketball coverage for you. Check KLEM1410.com so that you know when we're on the air next. That'll do it for this Coach's Corner. Thanks to Dave Irwin and Mike Langle for joining me. I'm Daniel Versteeg. So long. Have a great Saturday morning here on KLEM Radio.